low-level plasmas of the type we're talking about, science at the moment does not think exist. However, there's mounting evidence for the fact that they do exist, and one of the people, the scientists that we're in touch with right now, is talking about these low-atmosphere plasmas interacting with plumes of gas rising from the Earth's crust, perhaps having something to do with all these air disasters, TWA 800 and other air disasters. So there is mounting evidence that these low-atmosphere plasmas do exist, and it's conceivable that under certain circumstances they may have something to do with the actual formation of crop formations, of crop circles. The patterning is the hardest part to understand, and the very intricate ones. I'm not a scientist personally. I can't just understand how some of these patterns could evolve from a plasma system. Levengood is more convinced that it is possible. You have to imagine the plasma system as a three-dimensional entity with several of these vortexes inside of it, perhaps dozens, interacting in a very chaotic manner. When that three-dimensional system hits a two-dimensional plane, which is what the crop field is, that is where you get this sophistication of design. It's perhaps possible that this can be.